going through the car wash today, we reminisce on Coach Micho's departure from the Bucks.
It's like what Captain City did, announcing Ben at midnight. Just before and then now, Micho is gone. Legal issues.
And then he's lifting the trophy within a month. And you're like, what's
going on? It was too quick.
We discussed George Lebisi's continued tough situation.
I hope he's not going to hate me for this. I remember when George was still the Kaizer Chiefs. Well, I was friends with George.
Was?
I'll tell you. Why are you in a rush?
Calling him out, you do like George.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
And Andre Arensa puts Sean Roberts in his place.
Do me a favor. Hang on a second.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
How's this guy?
I'm ready.
Today is a great day for car wash.
Yeah, sure. Car wash. This is the car wash on Sakala Duma Radio. This is a Hangana Corner.
Good afternoon and welcome to the car wash. This is the rehab edition, the recovery edition of the car wash.
It's not. It's your rehab edition.
All of us
and
are
your recovery edition.
No.
Tekko wasn't even there. He decided not even to pitch up.
We're all in this together. Tekko was living his best life in Joburg.
I was working in Joburg.
So Slew, everybody, got very, very drunk again.
Allegedly.
Reports are unconfirmed. You missed work yesterday, Slew.
I did. It was a lot.
There's a lot going through your head.
Yeah, a lot of emotions and feelings. You know.
Two drinking sessions down.
Two L's.
Slew zero, the booze two.
Yeah.
Slew the L.
What have we learned from this? Like, I mean, what are we taking from this?
One, that I should relax. Correct. I'm doing too much.
Maybe alcohol isn't your friend.
That's the thing. It's clearly my vice. So I'm gonna put that one to the side for a hot second at least. But I'm here.
Thank you.
I'm out here.
Living, breathing. Living the dream, bro.
You know?
Welcome, Tekko. Thanks for coming again.
Yes. Our co-hosts, Sean Roberts, Tekko Modise. How you guys doing? I hope a whole lot better than me.
Yeah, well, that's not too
Most
hard.
Most definitely.
Soon. Yeah, that's not too
Way
hard.
Way better
yeah,
than
it's
you.
It's not hard to be doing better than
Hi,
you.
Hi, Simon. Hello, Simon. Jeez, yeah, sure. Out of nowhere.
And the man behind the cam, Simon Strella.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who did the right thing that day
and left at 7 p.m.
But he always bounced early.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
I need to be more like Simon. That's who I want to be when I
you
grow up.
You just need
up.
To be less like Slew. That's all. That's all.
Harsh.
All right, but we have stuff to talk about.
We do.
Thankfully, we don't have to talk about me all show long. Yeah. Pizzo, his contract situation.
Interesting.
What's going on there? I mean, one, he said he wants to retire before 60, so that means we've only got about 5 years of Pizzo left.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, I wasn't even aware that his contract was coming to an end until Tekko brought it up to my attention the other day. But it's an interesting one. Does he want to... What's the word? Improve, I wouldn't say improve himself, but take his coaching to the next level, maybe a sort of Zamalek somewhere in, you know, Africa. Does he want to go to UAE? I think he played in Qatar, didn't he, Tekko, at one stage?
Oh, Pizzo.
Yeah.
No, I think he played in Greece.
I'm sure he played in Qatar.
I'm not sure about
that. I'll double check for you. I'm usually right, as usual. but it's an interesting one. I think Sundowns will be stupid to let him go. It is a coach that's obviously got a open checkbook.
Yeah.
Who's... I wouldn't say he's got the easiest job, but I think when you've got a squad like that, it's the hard part is managing the egos, which I think he does very well.
Yeah.
He doesn't really like a squad rotation, does he? He usually keeps to his he's happy 15 or 16 guys. But yeah, it's an interesting one. What do you reckon, Six?
I think also what he said, what was nice actually for him to say was he feels like he's at home. You know, the fans love him and... there's songs, you know, about him as well. So I think he feels so much love at Sundowns. And I don't think Sundowns retaining him is going to be very difficult.
No.
I think it's just one of those things just to add a zero.
Yeah, it's a financial thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. But then again, you're right. So but then it's his career. But anyway, if I was him, I'll probably maybe go for another job, like you said, maybe a bigger team in the Champions League or the national team for a matter, because I don't think he has achieved everything that he needed to achieve on club level.
Yeah.
I think he maybe his ambition is you know, maybe to elevate himself and be in that stage where maybe he takes a country to the World Cup.
Do you think he would want to put up with all that though? I mean,
if he can pull up with the at Sundowns, he can. With yeah. so many egos, I'm sure he can in the national team, because you only see the guys every after 3 or 4 months.
Right.
I think he can, but then again, it's one of those tricky situations also for Sundowns, because you can't be in a position saying, yeah, but he's been here for so long, so it's going to be easy negotiations. And
it doesn't work like that.
Sometimes you find other international coaches, when they get to this position, they bounce, because they've been there for so long, they've achieved so many things, and they want to get new challenges, you know.
Yeah.
So for him as well, I think even if he stays, there's always going to be pressure on him to win certain things at Mamelodi Sundowns. And you can see this season, like, of course, their main focus is on Champions League yet again, but also in the league, they're not doing so well. You know, they're in the final,
of course. Or not doing as well as expected.
Yeah, they're in the final, of course.
Yeah.
Which can go either way.
Sure, we know that.
And they didn't win the MTN League Cup. And in the league, they're 10 points behind, I think. And it's just one of those seasons where it's uphill for them.
Yeah.
So even in the Champions League, it's not guaranteed, you know.
So if you were Pizzo, you were sitting there, you had an option of moving. You had an option of going to a bigger team in Africa. You had an option of being Bafana coach or staying at Sundowns. What would you do?
I'll take the Bafana job. Nearly because he was once there and...
Did you play under him in Bafana?
Yeah, I did. I played all my career there under Pizzo until I moved to...
Crazy, yeah?
To Cape Town City.
Something you're not telling us. Are you related or...
No way, man. It's just that when I was super sporty, he was the coach. He's the guy that actually signed me.
Sure.
When I went to Pirates, he's the guy that actually advised me to go and play for Pirates.
Correct.
Even though we had an argument about it, because he wanted me to go there. And I was like, there's too many wingers there. I wouldn't play this. Do with this. She's bored. There's so many. He said, no, you play because we play differently. But even if when I was at Orlando Pirates, he was in the national team. So wherever I've coached the national team, he's there.
Right.
I went to Sundowns, he came there. So he's always been there around my career.
So did he sign you at Sundowns?
No, he found me there.
He found you
there. Yeah, I was signed by Patrice Motsepe, not by a coach.
That's right, yeah.
Very nice. Hey, big money. Big money moves. By the way, there's a fourth option that you guys didn't say there, and I know this sounds ridiculous, but my team Arsenal is looking for a coach right now. All right, Pizzo, please.
Slew, after Tuesday night, I'm surprised you actually allowed to talk.
Come on, stop it with your
Arsenal. What do you make of his comments on Chiefs form? He said that they have the ability to break that 71-point record that Sundowns has. He says they're on pace for 75 points.
Look,
in one season.
Here's the thing with Pizzo. You should understand that Pizzo plays too many mind games.
Plays the game.
And if you check also, he said earlier on in the season, after losing a game, he said he
Something
was
about
so,
the refs, eh?
Yeah, he was so mad. It was like, Chiefs are benefiting from the referee.
Yeah.
2 months down the line, Chiefs, don't be jealous because the Chiefs are doing so well. So be smart, you know, be very
putting
smart.
Putting the pressure back on Chiefs.
He's just shifting the pressure to KZ Chiefs so that he can collect his points very quietly. So, because they know how to win. There's one thing that Mamelodi Sundowns and Pizzo knows. They know how to win. They know how to grind results.
Consistently.
Yes. And now being behind with so many points is not a new thing at Sundowns. I remember the first season that I won the league, we were so many points behind. We had to catch up and we actually won the league. So Sundowns know how to win and it just wants to... you know, just divert the attention to the Chiefs.
Yeah, and do you think, Sean, that maybe he's also timing this, you know, after the Chiefs lost to Maritzburg United in the Cup, a lot of people were talking about behind the scenes, things are shaky, it's kind of a split camp. Do you think that Pizzo is now just putting in extra bit of pressure on Middendorp now?
He's a Pep, you know, he's a Jose.
Yeah.
Of course he is. That's exactly what he is. He's playing the game.
Yeah.
He's putting all the pressure back on Chiefs. We know that Chiefs, there's a lot of happening behind the scenes. We spoke about that the last podcast, and now in the Laduma this week, we can actually see that that's come to fruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's an interesting one. An interesting one. You know, we saw after the Pirates, after the Chiefs semi-final, we finally unpacked Chiefs and said, well, there isn't much depth, is there?
Of course.
They're not playing great football.
Of course.
There is a lot of happening behind the scenes, which has been exposed in the media. And Pizzo is just knocking on there.
Yeah,
he's putting all the pressure. It's for Chiefs to lose.
Yeah.
I think Sundowns are going to get a lot of points this season because of their Sundowns. They've got so much depth and they're they're a great team, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's Chiefs to lose this season.
True, man. For the only team that actually will win this league, it's depth, my friend. You know, especially the second round of the league. That's where it's mostly tough. Mm. And that's where you find players that never played so much in the first round, they start playing regularly because there's loss of form, there's injuries, there's suspensions and all that stuff. And also depending on the game. So you can't be playing away game and home game the same way. So you need to know which games are you gonna win, which games you need to draw. So and Pizzo has been that situation before. I'm not sure about Enes Mourinho, but Pizzo has been in that situation before. I think he has more advantage than Enes Mourinho, merely because also Chiefs has no depth and they don't look like a team that's actually gonna sign in January. Unless they sign Josh Lebezu, who knows? But anyway, they don't have always make the same subs because they don't have much on the bench. So when things get difficult, that's actually when we actually gonna see Chiefs being tested, really, really tested. And and I'm sure Peter's hoping for that. When they start crumbling, Peter wants to collect his points very, very quietly. Even though they're narrow wins, but he's collecting his points, you know? That's important.
I think this is where the senior players sort of step up, especially it seemed like Chiefs. You're gonna need the Katsandas, the Parkers, the Malulekas, the Itus, to keep it all together. Because so quickly this can crumble.
But you know the toughest thing is like every second round you play every three days.
Yeah.
So that's tough. Now there's Nedbank Cup, there's a league also, you're playing catch up all together. Of course Sundowns have a different program when they play Champions League, but with Chiefs it's gonna be tough. And yet again you've got like two players actually that are always on the bench that are taking probably maybe sometimes it's Castro and Zuma or Zuma and Maluleke, it depends, but there's always two, there's not more. And even if maybe you get two or three injuries on the pitch of players that are attacking, you don't have enough depth to actually play, and then you start playing using those 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds, which is not a bad thing, but yet again
not really chasing for the league,
so I think he's in a tough situation, Enes Mourinho, and I just hope that if Chiefs really, really want to win the league, because they've been complaining about not winning for so long, they actually need to sit down and look at themselves and
let him be, let Ernst do his thing,
let him give him a check.
Yeah.
You know, buy
give
two or three
him
players,
a chance.
And then that's when you're gonna win the league. Sundowns won the league because the teams that are winning the league, they're not scared to buy players.
Yes. Yeah.
You win the league because of a good player. So you buy two or three players that will actually bring more depth within the team, bring more quality within the team and help the team to grow. Because you're not expecting Kama to play all the whole season. He's been getting injured then because he's playing also in the national team here and there. You're not expecting Lebo Manyama to play the whole season. He struggled last season because he wasn't playing for 1.5 years in Turkey. So those are the kind of things they need to understand as well. You know, we don't know about Nukovic, whether he was playing where he comes from or not. We're expecting him to play the whole season with the pace that he's playing with. So, so you need to find the balance there. And I think that's the toughest thing that Mourinho is facing right now.
Yeah, sometimes you got to spend money to make money. I was about to say spake.
Spake money for make money.
Fuck, boy. Don't worry, Slew. We forgive
Slew
you.
Dog.
Yeah.
Slew dog.
We forgive you.
Let's talk about that. Yes?
No, thus spake the Slew dog.
Let's talk about that Kakana push, yo. This is what a strange thing to quietly serve.
I've got it here. Have you seen it, guys? It's actually hard to believe. Hard to watch this happen.
Yeah.
So the tackle for me is horrific. Watch that. Watch this tackle. That's a Katsanda tackle. Well done. And then, boom!
Little push.
Hey?
No one spoke about this. And I suppose, you know, I guess we don't get the games broadcast, so not a lot of people saw it compared to the Makola situation. But how do you quietly serve a 4-match ban for shoving a ref?
How is there such a discrepancy between CAF and the PSL?
Yeah.
You know, we're on the same continent. We spoke about the Premier League and the PSL last week with regards to the discrepancy, but when you're on the same continent and you've got something happening like that, you've got Makola's got a 6-month ban.
Yeah. And a yellow card.
The same incident. And a yellow card. Yeah. And Kakana's got a 4-match ban.
Yeah, and a red card. Yeah.
And a red card. What the
f***? It doesn't make any sense. What's going on here?
I mean, it shows, man, like KEF is way bigger than SAFA, you know, and if they can give out that kind of a burn, and then you actually question the inconsistency within SAFA as well, or the PSL, because now you get the situation like where Makola actually pushed the referee and continued playing the whole 90 minutes of the game. Klompo was cautioned for yellow card. I'm not sure whether it was a second bookable offense, but after pushing the referee, got the red card and was out. Then KEF immediately was a suspension, 4-match ban. So he never played for 4 games. But come to the PSL, it drags to actually go to disciplinary hearing. You get there, you know, you get 6 months without actually analyzing the video properly or actually seeing the incident properly. Oh, look at what the world is doing.
Mm.
You know, you can't, that's what I'm saying.
That basics.
I feel like the Makola situation was very emotional.
Mm.
You know, it was taken with emotions. And now you find now, Serenius also be supposed to be on the disciplinary hearing.
Yeah, what's happening with that?
Exactly. Yeah. But with Makola, it was so quick.
It was so quick.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, there's no consistency and it's worrying. And now, we need to speak about such because of now. If this starts with Makola banning, if they stick to that, then they need to also punish Serenius as well.
Absolutely.
And Loach as well. There's a tackle about Loach and all that. So they need to review all those things.
Absolutely.
So if we do it, if we're doing reviews, let's review all the incidents then.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
And I get what you're saying about, you know, CAF is much bigger than SAFA, but wouldn't this be the equivalent of one decision being taken in an AFCON game and then a World Cup game? It's the same thing, but different punishment. You know what I mean? It's like there has to be consistency top down, whether it's World Cup, whether it's,
of course,
yeah.
you know,
but we're so far behind on so many levels here, unfortunately. Yeah. So, you know, if you're gonna expect great decisions, we've got to invest in shit like the VAR, the referees.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to start from the top bottom, you know, which is not.
Yes. Moving on, we got Dean Furman. Is on his way out. Contract expires at the end of the season.
Yeah, he's come out and said he's, I wouldn't say he's had enough.
He's had fun.
He's, yeah.
Take this place. Dean Furman is had fun.
I'm going back to England.
Yeah, it's a surprising one, hey? I mean, it's obviously a family decision, I would imagine.
Oh, I would imagine.
You know,
well,
he's,
yeah.
He's an unbelievable player. I think he's been here 5 seasons, or this is his 5th season.
Yeah, something like that.
He's done amazingly well. He's been a
two-time Nedbank Cup winner. This year's MTN 8 winner as well. Phenomenal player. Also consistent, national team.
Consistent personified. That's how you describe Dean
Furman. With Dean Furman, you know exactly what you're getting when you play him, you know. And
even though he's the worst dressed, don't forget that.
He just had to weigh in.
Yeah.
Probably be best dressed in England though.
Oh, yeah, it's an interesting one. I'd like to get his opinion on it. Maybe for the next show, but I would have liked to seen him finish his career here. Me personally, maybe they want to start a family back home. He's recently married. Maybe there's an opportunity there for him to go play. I'm sure there is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's difficult, eh? When you live in South Africa to move back to f***ing boring, miserable England, you know. Good luck.
Let's have a tough question. Honestly speaking, Dean Furman's level of playing right now, is he Premier League? Is he Championship? Is he League One, League Two in England?
The thing is, with that, you'll be so surprised when you watch the EPL how many players that you feel like this one doesn't deserve to play here, but they should actually play. Because sometimes it depends also on the team you're playing for and the coach as well, in terms of the pattern or whatever the case might be. But with Dean, I think the struggle will be his height playing as a central midfielder.
Yeah.
Because normally in EPL, they're
beasts.
Even in Champions League, in Championship, they play those long balls, flick, and all that stuff. So if he goes back, probably it'll play maybe in the Champions.
Yeah.
Champions what?
Yeah.
Championship.
Yeah.
Champions.
There's the champions. But they're not playing athletic football, though, in that division. But I'm sure, like you said, maybe it's a family issue thing. But for
I think so, yeah. It'll be interesting to get his opinion on it.
Yeah.
It's wild to me that when he goes back, even if he plays Championship or League One, probably fuller stadiums there. So like,
in
the twilight of his career, he's still going to have some
power. But he'll miss the brass band for Super Sport.
You know?
Those 5 people, no matter how many games they win,
he's going to get
supporters don't grow the team.
All these guys just sing songs the whole time.
Yeah, but he was well appreciated, though.
He is, yeah. He's done a great job.
Thank
you, Dino. But we're not finished yet. He's still got 6-7 months left. So he might change his mind.
Yeah.
He might surprise us all. Tex?
And go to the big team. He might.
You never know.
You never know. And of course, we still have
you heard it first, yeah. The call.
Exclusive.
Dean Furman, big money transfer.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
But I mean, we'll still see him for Bafana as well. AFCON qualifiers.
Sure.
So it's not like he's gone.
Sure.
But a fantastic legacy that he leaves behind it at SuperSport United.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Someone who's not leaving a great legacy behind at Zamalek.
Sure.
Is Micho.
Our mate Micho. We spoke, was it last week we spoke about, or 2 weeks ago?
It was last week, yeah, it was.
Like we said, he's not going to survive.
He might be fired, yeah.
And he's gone.
And he's gone.
What do you say, Teko? 137 days in charge.
137 days in charge, and apparently Zamalek since 2014. You know, they've sacked 16 managers. So they, like you said earlier, offline is like cheaper. They don't play games.
My favorite team in
the
world.
You don't win, comrade. You're out, irrespective of your
That's
contract.
Ridiculous, eh?
But I think Mitchell was also, he was under pressure from day one.
Mm.
You know, because now the coach that was sacked, it was the favorite from the crowd, and as well he was playing the favorite players in the favorite positions. Yeah. Mitchell came through, started changing things, which is a norm.
Mm.
But now in a big team, the results are expected every week. Mm. There's no time for you to settle in and all that stuff. So he struggled a bit to do that. And yeah, man, he's sacked now.
Probably back to Pirates?
The question will be,
back to Pirates?
Do Pirates actually need him? You know, do Pirates fans actually need him?
The funny thing is that Rulani is still technically an interim. Like, he hasn't been announced as head coach. Mm. So the job is still available, but obviously things have changed.
But Pirates are looking, though. Is Pirates looking for a coach?
That's the thing. Now Rulani's made a name for himself now. You know what I mean? Now,
yeah, you know, I don't think he'll come back.
Well, I mean, yeah, not to Pirates.
Yeah, and he said he has some unresolved issues down here. Whatever that, I don't know if that's the, there's some other legal implications that he has, but maybe he's got unfinished business in the league. He's like, oh, y'all clowned me for finishing twice.
Yeah, could well be. Look, he did a great job, yeah. True. He did a great job, yeah.
It's questionable the way he left. You know, the way he bounced, like, it was just, it's like what Cape Town City did, announcing Bain at midnight, just like him as well.
Yeah, just before,
and then now Misha is gone. Legal issues. Zamalek 2 days later, you know, because now
then he's lifting the trophy within a month, and you're like, what's
he doing? Yeah, like it was too quick. But then again, for him to come back here in South Africa, he can't come back to not a big team.
Mm.
You know, if he comes back, he needs to go to a big team. But then again, which big team now in South Africa actually is looking for a coach? Because you can't coach Orlando Pirates and then go to Zamalek and then come back and coach Black Leopards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
although coaches are desperate these days, eh?
Yeah,
but
then for his CV, you need to be smart. You need to make your moves. You know, they need to be calculated because you're coaching Orlando Pirates. It's a big team. You know,
massive team.
Ambitions is to win. Mm.
So win, is Zamalek, wins. Right?
So is Zamalek. Yeah. So now, as a coach, you always want to be in a position where you're coaching a team that always wants to win stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you judge. You judge by the trophies that you brought in within the team.
Yeah.
Now, when you go to your Black Leopards and all that stuff, they're fighting for survival.
Mm.
They're playing for survival. So what's your ambition there as a coach, especially being... If you're a new coach, you're still young and whatever the case, maybe you're still testing yourself, then that's okay. But if you're Mitch, you've been coaching so many big teams, you need to be always in that space where you coach big teams.
And those opportunities don't come often enough, do they?
Of course.
So he might be sitting at home on his ass for a few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he might come to Cape Town and
you know,
just chill there on the beach, Kemp's Bay.
Get him on the car wash.
Sleep on set. Yeah, he must come here.
Yeah, he must come hang out, Joe.
That'll be cool.
What were you doing over there in Egypt? You know?
That hot place there.
Hey, actually in the pyramids, fam.
But let's chat about my boy George.
George
the best, sir.
Yes, sir.
How has this man not got a club?
You know, currently a free agent, no representative even.
It is, Teko, you might know more, but it's beyond me.
I think it's a trend that has been growing now for the last two or three seasons where, firstly, I remember Tsepo Kumeda played for Cape Town City.
Mm.
I remember him saying he wants to leave the team and he wasn't happy at Cape Town City. He wanted his clearance and they gave him his clearance. Mm. He struggled to find a team. I think he wasn't playing for like a season or so, even more than that.
Where did he end up again?
AmaZulu.
Is it AmaZulu, right?
And even now in AmaZulu, they want to give him his clearance. So it's one of those things where it's very, very difficult. Look at Tsepo Masilela as well.
Yeah.
So you stay longer without finding a team. I think there's this new system.
Tsepo is like 45, though, I think.
Come on, Sean. Behave. So now here you are in the system where teams now are actually looking to spend less. They rather have five players that are young and pay them the same salary that they could pay you, but those are the action teams that actually trying to survive,
right?
You know, but then with George, it's scary because I think there's a perception on George's issue, maybe because he's from Sundowns, and that's the perception that everybody had about me when I left Sundowns. Was like, it's big money, wants this, we can't afford him, without actually speaking to you first. You
know, let's have a chat.
Let's have a chat. You know what I'm saying? And what I like about George now, like he wants to get back into the game. He wants to play football now.
Yeah.
Nothing else matters now. He wants to play football.
Correct.
Because now he missed it.
What's he, 30, 31?
He's 30. You yeah, see, and what I can refer to is that I also missed 2 or 1.5 years at Orlando Pirates fighting my own issues. Mm. I remember when I was on my way back, the only thing that I said to myself, I don't care everything else. I want to play football now.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't care what happens. If I leave Orlando Pirates, yeah, as long as I'm going to
And that's
to
where George is now, right?
That's where George is. And once he does that, once he gets back into playing, he needs to remember the feeling that he had
Correct.
When he wasn't playing. You don't want to be in that space anymore. And luckily yeah. for him, it happens where he still have a chance to come mm. back and play, and people actually still love him.
Yeah.
So imagine if it happens, nobody cares about you. Now you end up now asking teams to actually sign you. Now you're compromising yourself. Mm. It's just an unfortunate situation. But for the fact that he was open and be honest about it, you know, I think that's something that players should take. You know,
yeah.
When you have a platform to speak your story, mm. tell your story, Chief. You know,
yeah.
you don't
he's
understand.
He's quite a private guy, though, isn't he, George?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. But what I liked about him, like for now. Like he actually opened up about it
yeah.
and spoke about
it was
the
time,
mistake
yeah.
yeah the mistake that he did by leaving Kaizer Chiefs and all that stuff. So I like the fact that he needs people players need to understand as well, if it can happen to George, it can happen to you.
100%.
Don't get excited just because you got a call from a certain coach or a certain mm. team that we want you, not understanding the challenges that you might face
sure.
up front, you know,
yeah.
just because there's an extra zero. Of course, you're playing at the end of the day to have money. You'd rather have the team that you're playing from, like, guys, here's an offer from the certain team, and here's how much you're paying me. So it's either you're trying to match it so that I can stay here. Because
yeah.
sometimes when you're in an environment where you feel loved, you feel appreciated, it's way better than going somewhere with extra zeros and nobody cares, 100%. Nobody gives a f*** about you.
There's, yeah. there's a time though, right? I mean, if George was 32, 33...
He'll be done.
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
He'll be done.
Or if he was still playing and there was a bigger money move for him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah. 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 And Sean, on top of on that story, I never said anything about this before. I hope he's not going to hate me for this. I remember when George was still the Kaizer Chiefs.
Mm.
Well, I was friends with George.
Mm. Was? Still am.
I'll tell you. Why are you in a rush?
Calling him out, you do like
tell
George.
You. Yeah. Let me tell you. I was friends with George for one reason. I saw so much potential in George.
Yeah.
And I wanted George... I felt like George has a potential to be the biggest thing in South Africa at the time.
Mm.
So now, I was worried because I didn't want him to go through the stuff that I went through. So now I came close to George and
yeah.
we spoke football all the time. It was football, football, football. I told him one thing. I said, the brand at Kaizer Chiefs at the time, I said, brand at Kaizer Chiefs is pure Shabalala.
Mm.
After it's pure, there's nobody.
Mm.
And then people at the time, he was like, no, Ito, I'm like, you don't understand the brand that's pure is.
Mm. Massive.
It's massive. I was speaking from a business
Still
side.
Is. Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I was
yeah.
speaking from a business side. I wasn't talking about popularity. I'm speaking from a business side
yeah.
as a brand. I said, the bigger brand Kaizer Chiefs is pure Shabalala. After it's pure, there's nobody.
Yeah.
My friend, stay there, make yourself a brand and carry Kaizer Chiefs. Because
wow.
after it's pure, nobody else will carry
Kaizer Goosebumps, dude.
But then it's I understand, and then of course, you know, started drifting away a little bit because of our work schedule and all that stuff. So
yeah.
he was touching a bit. But when he actually signed for Mamelodi Sundowns,
were you disappointed? Were you shocked?
I was shocked, né? Because we had conversations about it.
Yeah.
And then I bumped into him when he was at Sundowns coming here to play Cape Town City. I think I was injured at the time, so I bumped into him in the stands. I could feel the awkwardness between us. And we were friends.
Mm.
I could sense the awkwardness. But he made his decision and all that stuff. I just feel sad for the boy. But because of now, he's in a city situation, I don't have to beat on him as well.
Yeah.
You know. But it's just that I need other players to understand. And I've said this to so many players before. There was this player that... Who was this player that used to juggle at Orlando Pirates? The one that wore headsets after being substituted. Masuku. The Masuku boy, I'll tell you. Yeah, the Masuku was at Black Leopards.
Yes.
We're from the same hood,
right.
We share the same friend. We was
yeah.
at Black Leopards. He was asking the friend that we share, the mutual friend, obviously was asking him via me.
Mm.
You know, he was asking me, he wants to go to Orlando Pirates. But I told my friend, tell Masuku not to go to Orlando Pirates. The challenges are 1, 2, and 3, and 4. If you're ready for those challenges, you need to go. You can't just go there blindfolded.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a big team. The demands there are too high.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But at the time, people actually feel like I'm jealous. I don't want them to make it big and blah, blah, blah. I'm just making you aware of the reality.
Sure.
Mm.
That's all. He never lasted Orlando Pirates. He bounced. Like I've always when the player come to me and ask me for an honest opinion, I'll give it to you.
Mm,
I'll
yeah.
say, no, if you want to go there, go, but go on this, have this mentality and this and this and this. Don't go there for anything else.
It's yeah. so interesting what you said. Like, I've never thought of, like what you said about Georgia Chiefs now, but you could be the next brand if you'd like. You could be the next Shabba.
Easy.
Mm. Never thought of that.
Easy.
That's so true, bro.
Dude, when George wasn't playing, was on the bench, Kaizer Chiefs fans were asking the coach to put George in.
Yeah.
Mm.
Then you know.
It has never happened with anybody in Kaizer Chiefs. I'm not talking about the Dr. Kumalo era, in Shaba's era and George's era, nothing.
Because Maybe E2 to a certain extent?
Maybe E2. Yeah, but E2 now because he's not present and blah, people miss him. But E2 was always on playing as well.
Sure.
With George, as an infield player, not many coaches actually used to play him regularly, but Kaizer Chiefs fans always wanted to see him on the pitch.
So the question you got to ask is why?
It's the zeros, my friend.
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean,
there's nothing else.
What he said on Marawa's show,
but Chiefs could have matched it or come close to it.
Sometimes that's here's the thing. Here's a catch.
Is that bad representation? Is that a greedy agent?
No, he wasn't. Probably maybe he wasn't feeling appreciated anymore at Kaizer Chiefs, or maybe because of the coach. Sometimes the coach will come in and not favor you, and you feel like, you know what, I can go somewhere else and bounce. Yeah. But what I told him, I told him that in Mamelodi Sundowns they're gonna request stuff that you don't have, so you need to dig deep. To play for Mamelodi Sundowns, you need to dig deep than your normal form. So you need to do certain stuff that you are not doing in Kaizer Chiefs. I told him that Mamelodi Sundowns, you press, my friend. If you don't run, you're not gonna play. I told him straight, but here's the thing again. I don't want to sound like I'm jealous. I don't want you to come and play with me at Mamelodi Sundowns, but I'm just telling you the facts. You want to tell me at Mamelodi Sundowns that if look at Hlompho Kekana, the reason why he's still playing at his age, he's doing all the stuff that
he's doing what wants. The coaches want. Yeah.
So at Kaizer Chiefs, where George will do step over us and all that stuff, that's brilliant, that's fine. But now, this is a team that you came in when you were young. Yes, there's a coach that comes through and then he doesn't play as much. But why don't you work hard? Why don't you face this challenge? This is a challenge that every footballer needs to face at some point.
Yeah.
Wait a bit. Work it out. Find solutions. Work harder maybe. Ask the coach on the side, coach, what is it that you want me to improve? Don't ask him why you're not playing me. Ask him what is it that you need to improve. You're basically asking him without asking him. So he was going to tell you why. What is it that you need to improve? And then you work on those kind of things. That's how you grow as a player. But if you want to always, when there's an issue, just a little bit issue, then you bounce, then it's a problem. So which means you're going to, you're going to be club hopping the whole career.
Yeah.
So what age? George sign for Sundowns? He's still quite young, eh? So 27.
Yeah,
how long has he been there?
Two and a half years, 3 years. I think he signed 3 years.
So 27, eh?
3 years. Imagine. It shows you something on football in South Africa. Not in South Africa, but just football in general. They sign you with, let's say, they signed you with 15 million. That's the money that they gave Kaizer Chiefs, George come here. And then if you combine George's salary and signing on fees for 3 years, maybe it's another 15 million. And then that's a 30 million loss. Mamelodi Sundowns don't care. You understand?
Did George leave on a free or was he bought?
He's a free agent now.
No, I'm saying no, when he left Chiefs.
No, I think he was bought.
Was he bought?
He was bought.
Wow.
Whether his contract was coming to an end or whatever the case may be, he was bought. But it's just that with George, it's not the George story only. Like, it's a South African story. Like, players need to understand, guys, it's fantastic to play on a 60,000 crowd. Yeah. It's great. It's lovely to play a derby. You love it. You love the derby. Derby is the most beautiful thing. It's actually more beautiful than the national team itself. Yes, I said it. It's dope. But then again, be realistic. No, Davi, my friend, you need to understand to play in it.
Oh, man.
But then again, you need to also check the reality.
Yeah.
You know, the reality needs to hit you. I'm like, okay, Sharp, who am I going to compete with where I'm going? How is he playing? For me to put him on the bench, what is it that I need to do? Those are the kind of conversations you need to speak, you know?
Yeah. But also, Teko, to back yourself as well, hey?
Yeah.
Like, if you thought, well, am I just going for the money, whatever? Back yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? A lot of players go to Sundowns and collect the paycheck. We know that.
Yeah.
But they also don't back themselves. They don't feel they're good enough to compete. But I suppose that's up to the individual.
What I'm saying is, like, I just wish that George right now, he's a bigger brand than he is. Because he had an opportunity. It could have been bigger. It's not too late. Because he's a smart boy. He's a very smart boy. He's level-headed. I like George a lot.
Yeah.
And I just wish that we can be friends again. But honestly, I know where George will be today.
Yeah, and it's a sad situation. Sure. I mean, now he's training at home. And this quote from his most recent interview, no one calls. And what I've heard, I think people have this illusion that I'm asking for big money. I don't know about that. And really, since being free from my side, I thought it was going to be not as hard as it is right now to find myself on the field again. So it's just kind of this really heartbreaking situation that he's in where, you know, I think he's probably looking back and also has some regrets. And goes, you know, if I did this differently, if I did that differently.
What if?
What if?
I think George will be fine. I think January he'll find a new club.
You will. I mean, you have to make mistakes. It's fine to make mistakes, and you learn from them. And I'm sure that the mistake that he has done now, it has actually made him a better person, not just a footballer, made him a better person. Now you start to appreciate stuff that you never did before.
Yeah.
You know, all the small stuff. And I'm glad that it happened to him while he can actually still come back and play.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that he's going to be bigger or maybe better than he was supposed to. Because I also went through a struggle, the same struggle. With Orlando Pirates not playing, with the perception, with illusions, and then I had to go back to Mamelodi Sundowns and start afresh. And at Mamelodi Sundowns, I started playing differently than I was when I was playing at Orlando Pirates. And I was still not accepted the first 6 months. I was like, what is this? We're waiting for Tego to dribble past people. Mm. What is this now? What do you sign for us? And then I started being consistent with the way I was playing. And then I was like, oh, okay, now we understand. Now I started having, you know, praises again and being back into the game again and start enjoying
football. It's a process,
again.
Definitely.
Yeah. Sure. But he'll be fine. He'll be fine, my boy.
I wanted to give a quick shout out to Bernard Parker. He just did, he finished his qualification in sports management from Boston College. So he's kind of preparing for life after his career.
Bernie.
So, you know.
Me too.
It's a good look and also a kind of good message to the rest of the PSL players, you know, to try and sort yourself out beyond the field.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I've always said a player should, I think I mentioned it last week, that you need to find out what your second passion is while you're still playing, you know.
Yeah.
Your career could be finished.
I think also what Bennett did is very good. I think our era, our Shaba, our Bennett Parker, Masilela and all that stuff, you also have a responsibility to lead, you know, to open opportunities for the ones that comes after us.
100%.
And by the look of things, you know, it's very promising. Mm. You know, we're not there yet, but it's very promising, you know, just to change this generational curse as well.
Absolutely.
Like where footballers are just retired and then nobody knows whether they're retired or not and what are they doing after that. Mm. So I think for the fact that, you know, this is out there and he's doing that, it's very good.
Absolutely. Fantastic. I mean, that's a whole show in itself. We can talk about that maybe next week. Yeah. But geez, good point.
A few weeks ago, Sean pulled a quote from Teko Modise's page, thinking that Teko had said it himself or posted it. It turns out Sean had actually pulled the quote from Team Teko Modise on Instagram, which is a Teko Modise fan page. And now imagine this. Teko hasn't even met the guy who runs the account. I understand. I understand the life, you know. team Slew Power.
Whatever, dude.
Sponsored by Black Label.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Just two.
And so we reached out to the fan page, got the guy's number, and this is what happens when you get a super fan on the phone and have him chat to the legend himself.
Hello.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm great, and you?
I'm shaking. I don't know how.
Why are you shaking me, bro?
No, man, I didn't expect all of this, man. You.
I don't think, first thing is first. I want to know, who are you?
Yeah. Well, my name is Uselilebo, but from Durban.
Oh, you're from Durban?
Yeah, I'm from Durban, yeah. I'm a student here at Boston City Campus.
Oh, I'm a student as well of life.
you caught me off guard. I don't know what to say, man.
Don't worry, Chief. It's all good. It's all good. So when did you start the page?
It was late last year, I think, around July, somewhere there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I started. Before, we had another one on Mixit, during the Mixit days, back in the day. Me and my friends, it was such a social group, you know. And then I came back last year on Instagram. And the crazy thing is, I never introduced myself because I thought maybe you're going to pick it. Another Melissa from the book, remember that?
Yeah.
So I was scared the whole time. I didn't know what you're gonna say, but you followed us, and then I was like, okay,
yeah,
it's okay with it, but still I wasn't sure.
So why did you start the page?
Because I've always been a fan.
Okay.
And I've always had your pictures, but I didn't know who to share with. People who are close to me, they knew I was a fan.
Okay.
Because they didn't understand. I had posters in my room. So I said, okay, let me just open a page and share with other people the pictures. Because I know I'm not the only one. There are so many people who are also crazy about taking this.
So where do you actually find the pictures? Because sometimes you post pictures that I don't even have.
Yeah, I have some all pictures, and I get some from Gucci, but some are like, I've had some from since 2012.
Yeah, I understand those ones, but I remember there was a picture that you posted. I think I took a picture with this other guys here in Cape Town. Later on that day, you posted those pictures, and those pictures were taken by those guys. Like, that's scary.
Oh yeah, I know. You know, some people would take pictures and tag you, like, on Twitter. I know you're not active on Twitter, right?
No, I'm not active on Twitter. Twitter is the devil's ground.
So I get some, like, I get some, like, on Twitter and some on Facebook. Yeah, it depends on the time. But I'm always, like, on my phone checking, because, you know, when I'm...
That's dope, man. I appreciate it. So when did you start becoming a fan, Machi?
I think when you joined at Super Sports, I think, that's when I started, like, following you, like, crazy. And then you went to Paris. I was a Paris fan, like, a super Paris fan.
You sound like a Paris fan.
Yeah, and then since then, it's you know, I don't know, like, that's been crazy.
Do you play any sports?
I used to play soccer, but now I'm not active anymore. Since I started studying, you know, yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do, Achaga, just to thank you for what you've been doing. If you were posting some malicious things, I was going to stop you a long time ago, but you're doing great stuff. So I'll organize a jersey for you, and once I have it, and then I'll DM you, and whenever I come to Durban, or if I don't, if the Cape Town City comes to Durban, and then I'll give somebody to give it to you.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Keep well, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Sure.
P.S. We should be together too.
Thanks.
Yo. Tickles are telling us something, hey?
Nah, man, he's a good dude.
He sounds good.
It's just that I've always wondered who this person is. But because the stuff that he was posting, and then I was
But it's amazing. How many followers?
I think it's on 55,000 now. Wow. They post more than me, this guy.
That's hectic, okay. It's creepy, but it's cool.
It's creepy, yeah.
I mean, the funny part is the fact that he gets pictures that you don't have.
Dude.
That's like, fam.
Dude. Like you in the shower, you in the bar.
No, man.
You're with your girlfriend. Yeah. You didn't even take that.
No, it sometimes posts my wife, and those kind of pictures I don't even have. Oh, I've never seen my wife posting. Wow. I'm like, what the?
Bam.
Serious?
Yeah.
You're gonna check your bushes.
No, the thing is, like, at first, I'd never take my wife. Like, I never wanted to post my wife, right? No. So now, after I posted it once, he started posting her, and I've never tagged her. So how did he know? Like, it was scary. Like, I was like, ooh, there.
True fan.
Who is?
Who is this guy?
Whomst are you?
Whomst are you? I am the Stan.
That is dope. Shout out to you, too.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Big ups. And then on my starter pack, I had Lyle LeKay, you know, and he responded to a challenge, which I love.
What do you think of Riyad Peterson's challenge?
Riyad, he must stop lying to you. I even told him he must stop lying because he gets fooled by some of the players in camp.
So is Lyle LeKay the best FIFA player in the league?
I won't say best, like, on top, but yeah, I'll put my name into the head, yeah, amongst the
things. Fantastic.
For me, at the moment, the one that I struggle against, like, when it comes to FIFA, I would say Dwight Joyce from Ireland. So.
Look. There's a tournament coming together.
Sure.
Here,
have we started something?
I have to.
EA
I have to get
these. Sports.
It'll be amazing. And then we'd like put the commentary off, get like, who's our favorite commentator, man?
Sure. Robert.
Babam Ted.
Babam Ted.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Or the closer commentators from the rugby.
Yeah,
World
yeah,
Cup,
yeah.
To just like commentate while
that'll be epic. Yeah,
that'll be great.
Come amazing. On, Baba. All right, cool. So I caught up with Mr. Andre Arensa for the 10 quickfire questions.
Legend himself.
Yeah, man. He's you played with him, eh? National
yeah.
team?
No, it's Super Sport, actually.
When you
I
did?
Yeah. The first game, Gavin Hunt's first game,
yeah.
we went to Australia. They beat us for this guy.
Did he kill you?
He conceded four. One from the center line. Come on, Andre.
Come on, Andre.
But he's a great dude. I love
he's
him.
He's amazing. Probably one of the best pros around for sure.
Yes.
Hello?
Andre Aronson, my bro.
Away.
How you, my boy?
That's a great start, eh? It's just going to go well.
You just know who it is, eh? 10 quick fire questions. You ready?
Lekker.
Let's go. Funniest guy in the PSL you've played with?
Sean Roberts.
Yes. Oh, please. Oh, please.
Dresser.
You try to fit in, so Ricardo Katza.
Worst dressed.
Worst dressed.
It's got to be Craig Bianchi, yeah.
Do me a favor. Can you hang on a second for me? Hang on a second.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
How's this guy?
Oh, bro.
Your call has been placed on hold.
The legend, you know, wait.
You said buddy, sorry, man. I didn't know what I was pressing. Sorry. Why do you think I need a PA?
You keep us with your big hands. I don't even know.
Oh, worst dress, my boy?
Sure, buddy. You gave me the name, eh? Craig Bianchi.
Craig Bianchi, done. Worst mistake in a match?
By who?
By you.
By me. Oh, that's easy, man. World Cup game against Spain, and I gifted Raul a goal.
Yes, I remember that. Thanks for that.
Yes. Lovely. Expose me.
Teammate who thinks he's funny, but he's actually not.
Now, you got to remember, this is a long time since I played, eh?
Absolutely, bro. Yo. What are you, 60 now?
Sean Roberts.
The loudest player.
Buddy, you're going to be making this so easy for me. It's got to be Mark Byrne, eh?
Yeah.
Back in the day, before your time, buddy. Right, before your time.
Right.
Yeah.
Best footballing memory.
Sure, sitting on a plane to South Korea with Sean Roberts. Yeah.
Best, most memorable save in a match?
Against Germany, 1995, Jürgen Klinsmann header, just outside the six-yard area, point-blank save, buddy.
Beautiful.
I remember
favorite
it like
local
it
food?
It's got to be like a boerewors braai, hey?
Lovely.
The one, eh?
Last question, favorite holiday destination?
Robben Island.
Robben Island?
Sure. It wasn't really on a holiday, but Mauritius, eh?
Really, eh?
Definitely. Yeah.
You need to go out more, bro.
I do, buddy. I do. I don't have a lot of time left, but I do.
All friends, yeah. Andre Aronson, thank you, my
Lekker,
brother.
Man. Love you, boy.
Love you lots.
Lekker, man.
God, what a character, eh?
In a room, you two.
What a character. We did. 2 years. We did. Great guy, great keeper, top pro.
Finally, someone who says it's South African food.
Exactly. Yeah. What's not just spaghetti and meatballs?
He understood the question.
Everybody else is just like, my favorite food is macaroni.
Macaroni and cheese.
Simon, the leaderboards.
Yes.
Of me and Teco and Slew Dog.
So far, five sets of predictions in. We're on Teco and Sean tied on 14 out of 20. So that's a good 70%.
Football people.
We know what we're talking about.
And Slew Dog lagging 2 behind, 12 out of 20.
It's because he's always drunk, that's why.
What the f***?
Yo? Even stuff.
Listen, I'm 2 behind. Y'all are acting like I know nothing.
Look, when it came to the Arsenal losses, you were spot on, hey?
Yeah.
I know my team very, very well.
Right,
I'm a feeling they're going to be the reason why I close the gap. Like, these two are like, no, I'm seeing an Arsenal win. And I'm like,
No, you're not.
No,
the f*** nuts. Well, I picked, you know what? I'm not really going to go into the previous PSL results because it was pretty boring last week, wasn't it? So, this week, we've got Supersport Highlands, Chiefs Bloom Celtic, Barocca versus Pirates. I'm going for a Supersport win. I'm going for a Chiefs win. And I'm going for Barocca Pirates draw. Teco.
Barocca Pirates, yeah. I'm seeing a draw there. Chiefs Bloom. Where's Chiefs playing?
At home.
Where's home?
Good question.
Anywhere.
South Africa.
Yeah, but I'm seeing a Chiefs win there, narrow win. Supersport Highlands, I'm seeing a draw.
I'm going to go Supersport beat Highlands, Chiefs beat Celtic, and Pirates beat Barocca.
Interesting. Premier League, guys. What a night last night was, by the way.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Liverpool are just looking, unfortunately, unbeatable.
Monstrous.
Hey, you mean unfortunately?
Because I hate them, that's why.
Yeah, man, Liverpool is giving us stress, man.
Man, they're such a pleasure to watch, aren't
they? Now they're in a situation where they know they're going to win either way. You know,
it's that sort of confidence.
It's annoying. Yeah. It's annoying, bro.
Also, you guys are making the Premier League look like the League One, like it's France or something, and it's just PSG dominating. It looks like that sort of gap in quality, which is just annoying.
It's frightening, hey?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Man City 4-1 against Burnley. We'll take that any day. Burnley away. Where I made my debut, by the way, in England.
Fantastic.
At Burnley's ground.
That's great.
Thank you, sir. Love you. Man United, Tottenham.
Hey, Tottenham.
Mourinho back at Trafford. Get fingered. Right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted after the match, they were like, finally Mourinho has Man United back to winning ways.
That's dope.
How funny is that, bro? That is so cool. And then, you got Arsenal Brighton tonight, don't we?
Yes, it's very late. I'm definitely not watching it.
At home.
Yeah.
Are they on TV?
Hmm?
Are they on TV?
Yeah.
Do they televise Arsenal?
No, they just stop televising them until they start winning again.
I mean, I think they're playing it because there's nothing else to play at 10:15.
What, Isidingo's not on?
It's the omnibus just going.
But they might win today, you know. Just sometimes they just need a different voice. You know, it might be the same instruction, but just a different voice in the dressing room. It might change.
Yeah, I think we win today. I'm more nervous about the weekend, London Derby. Against West Ham.
Away.
Yeah.
In a way.
From home, you know.
Right, let's talk about the upcoming games.
Yeah.
Man City, Man United.
Woo!
Game of the season at home for City.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going for a convincing Blues win.
Very convincing.
Yeah.
By
yeah.
three goals.
And ball position.
Oh!
Shots on target.
Destroying.
Corner kicks.
It's going to be tough, man.
More fouls from City, of course.
For sure.
Giving the play.
100%.
Because the only way Man United can beat Man City is by counter attacks.
Yeah.
Disrupt.
Rashford, basically.
Yeah,
I can't see it happening, though, guys.
There's nothing. After
Are we all in agreement? City win?
City win.
West Ham, Arsenal, I'm going for a dull draw.
I'm going for a late win from Arsenal.
Oh.
Ooh. It's just a draw.
Just a draw?
I won't even watch them, even if they pay me.
Everton, Chelsea. Everton at home, Goodison Park. Chelsea with a good win last night as well. Everton coming off a loss. I'm going for a Chelsea win.
I'm going for Chelsea as well. Everton are in, problems. Eh?
Oh.
Yeah, Chelsea win for me, and I also think that Everton's going to have a new coach by the weekend.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. Before the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he get bonus points if it's right?
Half a point.
Exactly 2 bonus points.
Teko Modise, Champions League, Ballon d'Or, your boy.
Yeah. The GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Never in doubt.
Yeah, for those ones who actually, when Messi won the Ballon d'Or during the week, and those who prepared the pictures for Ronaldo and Van Dijk, they'll post them over the weekend when they play their local games. So for now, it's Messi the GOAT.
And his 6th one, was it?
Yeah, it's
6th. Number 6.
Number 6.
Ronaldo didn't even
attempt. I'm sure he won't win it again. But
no, I agree. I mean, you know, surprising for me that Mane wasn't in top 3 at least.
Yeah. Ronaldo didn't even pitch.
The votes,
#3.
Yeah, it's the votes. Van Dijk, very unlucky. Phenomenal season.
Yeah.
But
the votes were very close, though.
But you know, when's the last time a defender won a Ballon d'Or?
It was
Cannavaro.
How long ago was that?
2005.
13 years ago.
Sure. Yeah, you see. So
something
it's,
like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he had a great season. But then again, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying him. He had a great season.
Yeah, it's just
that it's unfortunate that he was competing with an alien. You know,
yeah.
It's very difficult when you compare with Messi, because Messi brings so many things. Like for instance, with Van Dijk, I understand he was top because he was defending against top strikers, made sure that there was so
scoring
many
goals,
scoring few of those.
Yeah.
Messi was scoring every second week, irrespective of who he was playing against.
Yeah, the thing is, Messi's stat sheet is impossible to argue with.
Yeah.
So just another record from last weekend. He has now scored at every La Liga stadium.
You see?
I mean, that is frightening.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. And I mean, you did say you don't think he'll win it again. But the thing is, you know, he's 31. And it's almost like that type of dominance in your 30s where it's like, I don't necessarily know when he slows down. You know, because Messi's breaking records. He's breaking his own records. Records that he set when he was in his prime. I think the only one he can't beat is most goals in a season.
Which he did 60.
It was a lot.
2008 or so, it was a lot. But it just that for as a footballer, you know, when once you get to 30s, 31, you might be as fit as you want to be. You might take care of your body. But it's just you're always going to slow down. That's
always
a fact. You know,
it's happened to Ronaldo.
Yeah. Ronaldo can deny as much as he can go to the gym and lift. He'll never dribble past anybody. Anyway. So now with Messi, especially in Barcelona, I think they need to look at this. They know that once the guy slowed down, when so before he slows down, they need to find somebody that can actually carry the team. And that's why the Neymar signing will be very, very important. Not because we know what Neymar has done when he was there, so we know exactly what we're going to get from him. I like trying new things. As much as it was said that if Neymar comes through and all the young stars that they're trying to promote, they don't stand a chance of playing, but yet again, we want to still dominate, so you need to choose the balance. What do you want to do? So Barcelona, they need to be smart about it. Because once...
How old is Neymar now?
27. Still young. So he still had like 8 years at Barcelona, so he can give us more. And once in 2 years, while he's dead, then we need to find another replacement as well. That's how it's supposed to be.
You build a team around him. Yeah. Unbelievable. Wow.
And the car of the week over there.
Should we go to the car of the week?
Moto of the week.
Moto of the week. Are you listening, Auto Trader? I've gone with your
sponsor alert.
Sponsor alert. I've gone with your boy, Robin Johannes.
That Mac of his.
The CLA 45.
Who is clean? That guy washes his car every day in
I
the
wish
morning.
Wish he was that clean.
No, oh, man. He is. What he is. A... He is. Yeah, yeah. Leave Robin alone. He's very clean.
He's a good boy.
He's...
Beautiful car. Very good player. I mean, I think a car costs about over 600,000, but for a guy who's had so many clubs, had a great career, he deserves it.
No. And one thing I know about Robin, ever since... I started seeing him driving all these cars. He had an S3, I think, S3 or something.
I remember that, yeah. It was a red one, eh?
It was a red one. It was always clean. Like, Robin is a very he's the guy that I know when he takes a shower in the dressing room, he's going to be the last one to go out. It takes forever.
That's the water problem.
Like, he's got lotion for everything. Lotion for the hands. He's the type of
metrosexual, I think the word is.
Yeah.
That's and Robin. He just got engaged, so congratulations.
Congratulations, Robinho.
Love you, boy. Motivational quote of the week. I'm going to leave you with the joke of the day.
Okay.
But the motivational
so
quote of the
kill
week.
Kill us and then, and then we go.
Kill them with a smile. No matter the outcome, things will come right in the end. Thank you, George Maluleka. I love that one.
Was George Maluleka?
That was George Maluleka.
Oh, okay.
Probably, like George Maluleka.
Yeah. His wife gave it to him.
And I think
his wife probably wrote it for him.
Yeah, I wrote it for
him. I always like the kill him with kindness attitude, where it's like,
absolutely.
Because people are going to be heads.
And absolutely. You just kind of have to, I'm sitting across from one.
Exactly. You
it's you!
Joke of the day, Teko. I know you love my jokes. I'm trying to keep it football related. Here we go.
Oh.
Are we ready? What did the ref say to the chicken who tripped a defender? Foul.
Oh. We need to have jingles at this thing.
Yeah.
Play something.
So I'm going to
tell you what I have got.
What do you have?
This has come out of the internet. Gotta wait for that chorus though. We should get this guy to write our theme song.
We have to.
I'm a piano.
Yo. If you are out there, sir, give us a ring.
How bored must you be, brother?
My whole thing is that's gonna be randomly stuck in my head, like at random times during the week. Someone's gonna say, "Lush, lush, lush, lush."
And Robert, you know that my piano is very, very favorite. I'm a piano like as a genre now.
Yeah.
That is very popular in Joburg. And this song, I think it was released 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
By a very popular DJ as well. So I think this song's gonna be popular. Yeah.
Get him on the get him here, man.
Could you imagine
the car wash?
Could you imagine if Lorch was like still on last season's form and this song comes out?
Yeah.
Paris fans every single game.
But it's always been that case in South Africa, right?
Cool.
When somebody's on top of his game, there's always gonna be it's either somebody's gonna rap about him, maybe a few lines.
Yeah, it's
or
just
there's
like
gonna be a song about it.
There was also
but,
a song.
Yeah, but he wasn't on top of his game. Come on, Chief.
Yeah, it was just a dance.
Hey, Chief.
It was because he was dancing.
Yeah. He's drinking, Slew. Come on, man.
Please, Chief. Right. Come on.
Some lag.
That goes with mad. He can't dance like this.
I'm not mad. I'm okay, Chief. Because one thing I've always said, like, if we go to a club, okay, now that I'm married, but before, we go anywhere, right?
Well done, Teko.
Sean.
Well done, brother.
And don't misquote me, please. When we go somewhere where... When I was single, we go somewhere where we find people dancing. I've never looked at a chick that dances. Never. That dances a lot. Never. Because she's now we must go home. That time, now I must open showers and must waste my soap because now you must take off your sweat. I can't even kiss you on the neck because you're salty and all that stuff. I'll go for that one, the one sitting down. The classy one. You know?
This is the promo clip for this episode.
I never dated a chick that dances more than anybody. Never in my life. No matter really, how pretty the chick is. No. Dance. Oh, 1-2-step. Yeah, classy. Fantastic. So now when you dance, you can't even have say hello to a chick that dances because she's always in a circle. What are you going to say? Hello? Ah, she's sweaty. What?
And you on know, that note,
thank you for
coming to Teko Modise's TED Talk on who you should pick at the club.
Not in the club. I've never picked anybody in the club. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's the reason why.
I will take your advice. Well, I mean, I already have found my girl on Twitter.
Yeah, but it's 4 months.
On Twitter.
he was actually celebrating 4 months 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4 months anniversary.
Do we
four
celebrate months anniversary?
Fetch.
Are we 12 years old?
Hey, look, man.
Chief.
I don't know how much longer I'm out here. I got to celebrate as much as I can, okay?
God damn, listen. Boy.
It's losing love.
Okay.
Losing love.
We're talking too much.
Let's put this guy out of his misery.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for tuning in, for switching us over on YouTube. You know what I mean? We appreciate every view, every click, every
share,
download.
Share, guys. Please share.
Share it, you know. Share it. Put it on your Twitter. Put it on your Instagram. Get people talking. Yeah. This league is so much fun, and we love talking about it.
And also, Slew, before you close, I think...
Thank this guy. What is this guy doing?
No, man. They can also give us an advice or what stuff that they want us to talk about.
You yeah. know,
they can also send those kind of messages and then...
I take back what I just said. Thank you, Tickle.
Oh, okay. You mate.
Kill him with kindness.
Alright, let's do it.
Failed.
Today is a great day for car wash.
Yeah,
come
sure.
on, Sam.
Car wash.
This is the car wash on Sokola Duma Radio. This is a Hangana Corn.